Okay, so we'll move on now to our first time certain item, which we will read and have Commissioner Fish and the Bureau introduce.
1185, Environmental Services commemorates the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Citizen Advisory Committee's 20 years of service, providing a community perspective on plant projects and odor issues.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Portland's Columbia Wastewater Treatment Plant serves our community by cleaning an average of 70 million gallons of wastewater daily. And to put that in context, a few weeks ago we had essentially monsoon rains in our community. And the treatment plant at one point was cleaning up to 450 million gallons of wastewater. Just to tell you about how rivaled that storm was. And I'm proud to say the backup systems work quite efficiently. The plant frequently plans and constructs new projects to meet the city's obligations and to serve a growing population. Since 1994, the Treatment Plant's Citizen Advisory Committee has worked together with the city, reviewing projects and advising city staff. Today, we'd like to acknowledge the committee's good work and to thank committee members for their service. Here with more information are Mike Jordan, who is the director of the Bureau of Environmental Services, and Steve Barrett, who is the BES Wastewater Group Manager. Mike, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thanks for giving us some time on your agenda this morning. I just want to say a couple brief things to put what we're going to talk about today in a bit of a broader context, at least for the Bureau. Commissioner Fish mentioned that the wastewater treatment plant is an amazing facility. We tend to like to think of it as a resource recovery facility. We recover clean water, we recover methane, and we recover solids which are converted into fertilizers for crops east of the mountains. And it is an amazing facility. It's also the largest facility in Oregon. Being as large as it is and doing what it does, on occasionally it could be seen as not the best neighbor in the world on occasion. We're here today really to honor a partnership between the city, the staff at the treatment plant, and the citizens from neighborhoods surrounding the plant in working together over the last 20 years to really mature a relationship which now works seamlessly, really, to keep the treatment plant a really good neighbor out in that part of Portland. The thing that provides context for us is that 20 years ago, it was extremely unusual for an infrastructure bureau to engage with citizens about its business. Today, the Bureau now has a very robust citizen engagement process that is built into the way we do business. Often when we do our work, we are disrupting many neighborhoods across the city when we are tearing up streets, quite frankly, or replacing pump stations or doing the work that we do. And out of the kind of genesis of the relationship at the plant, we've now built a citizen engagement and information process that really is rivaled by no one else that we're aware of in engaging citizens about what is sometimes very disruptive work. And so I just want to pass this on to Steve. He's going to go through just a little bit of information about the plant, and we'll have a couple of members come up and speak to you about their experience. So, Steve.
Thanks, Mike, and Commissioner Fish and members of council. Again, I'm Steve Barron. I'm the Wastewater Group Manager. And before I start just showing a few slides, maybe I could ask Pam Arden and Mark Kennedy to come up and sit with me. So a little bit of context, just with a few slides. The Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant is the triangle in the center of this photograph. It's an asset worth, with a replacement value of well over $1 billion. So it's one of the city's most valuable assets. Where we're located, you can see from the slide, is there's Heron Lakes, beautiful West Delta Park and Heron Lakes Golf Course on the right, and Smith Bybee Lakes on the left, and just to the south of the treatment plant is the Portsmouth neighborhood, and you can see a bit of New Columbia in the photograph. So that's where we're located in North Portland. So the plant serves 614,000 residential and commercial customers, and we treat an average of about 70 million gallons a day, every day. That adds up to be between 25 and 30 billion gallons a year at this wastewater treatment plant. And we have staff there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout the year. It's the only location in the Bureau that actually has staff on duty every day of the year and every hour during the day. So the plant was dedicated in 1952. And before the plant was dedicated, Portland didn't have wastewater treatment. So this was the start of wastewater treatment in Portland. And as recently as 1952, it seems amazing. I think this is Mayor Dorothy McCullough Lee in the photograph.
Very high-tech stage, too.
Yeah. So here's what the original treatment plant looked like in 1952. And since then, obviously, we've gone through, as you could see from the first photograph, many iterations of development and expansion over the years, but it was a pretty simple process from the beginning. And since that time, we've done many things, and of late, the last 20 years, we've installed a CSO control system, and you see that reflected in the upper right with one of the big pipes and some other facilities, like in the bottom left, that actually help take some of the additional flow from the combined sewer system. But the projects going on at the plant over the last 20 years, but over really the 63-year life, have been extensive. Most notable and relevant for today's presentation is since 1995, we've installed odor control in any major expansion at the treatment plant with the guidance of the Citizen Advisory Committee. We've also got into resource recovery, as Mike alluded to, and the bottom right photograph shows one of the engines in our cogeneration facility, which generates electricity from digester gas and reuses the waste heat off of the engines to defer some of the costs that we would have had to pay for electricity.
Steve, when you say digester gas, we're referring to methane?
Methane is the major component of digester gas.
The methane that's generated at this plant is used both to generate electricity, but also is sold to a company to make roofing supplies.
That's true, and we use some of the methane on site to fire boilers to heat the digester process that creates the methane in the first place. So we have three current uses for methane. Thank you for that. But above all, and why we're really here today is to recognize that the Citizen Advisory Committee has helped us over the past 20-plus years to be a good neighbor in the community. We wouldn't have been able to achieve all of what we've been able to achieve without this guidance from the committee. Before we had the CAC, plant managers worked with a group called the North Portland Odor Abatement Committee. And that committee helped us develop something like an odor monitoring process. And that monitoring process included some training where we were looking for a few good noses. We actually did training on how to sniff out odors and identify the areas where we could make improvements. Then the CAC started in 1992. When an overlapping group of citizens came together to advise us on the design of the wastewater treatment plant's new headworks process that was just about to get into a design phase. And the CAC worked with the Bureau for 18 months on that process, including coming up with a vision and guiding principles for the treatment plant, what we were, what we wanted, what the citizens hoped we wanted to be in the future. So during that process, that was the first major process where odor control was included as a key element to the process. So following that, in 1994, I think the citizens and the city were interested in continuing that relationship for an ongoing period of time, and we formed a follow-up citizen advisory committee. And so when the facility plan was was completed, we actually did that process to establish that Citizen Advisory Committee. And council actually in 1995 approved in some kind of official forum an ordinance to establish the CAC as a Bureau of CAC. And that's why 20 years later, we are recognizing that 20-year commitment now to public engagement in the Citizen Advisory Committee. One of the things that we were able to do very soon after that, 1999, the council passed an ODA resolution that established a commitment by the Bureau that we will be a good neighbor with regard to odor monitoring, mitigation, and reporting. We also established an innovative notification process, whereas we can notify our neighbors if the treatment plant has a maintenance activity or an operational activity that has the potential to generate odors. We can actually send out a notification and provide some warning of that event. So today, CAC members represent neighborhoods and businesses and industry and environmental concerns, recreational, educational interests. They work and guide us on any number over the years of new projects and programs that we're engaged in. Members at time also assist us in public outreach, attending meetings or us attending their neighborhood meetings and so forth. And we have created and give us feedback on the odor reporting and notification processes that are available through the Bureau's website. So the members today, the current members, some of who are here today are Pam Arden, who is a member since 1994, seated to my far left. Pam is a resident of Kenton neighborhood and actively involved in the 40 Mile Loop projects. And as I said, she was an original CAC member. Pam and I have worked together since before there was a CAC. Jim Robeson, who I don't think Jim is here today, but if he is, please stand up, is a member also since 1994 who has particular interest in odor abatement in the North Portland area and was an original CAC member. Gordon Bussey, who lives in a floating home on the Columbia River, has been a CAC member since 1998, and there's Gordon. Mark Kennedy is seated to my left, is the Associate Dean at the University of Portland College of Engineering and has served on the CAC since 1998, relative newbie. Matthew Denton is here, and he's from the Portsmouth neighborhood and has served on the CAC since 2008. Matthew? And a few members who I don't think are here. Charles Robertson is a member, is a resident of New Columbia and joined the CAC in 2011. Charles, if you're here, please stand up. And Jerry Fadden is with the St. John's neighborhood and joined the committee in 2014. So that's our current CAC, a great group of people to work with, and I would like to thank them and recognize them for the very long and valuable service. We've met probably 150 times over that period of time on all the things going on at the plant. So that's been a huge commitment for these engaged citizens. And with that, I would like to invite Pam and Mark to say a few words.
Good morning.
Thank you. I am Pam Arden, and I started this endeavor because I was the chair of the Kenton Neighborhood Association, and the plant is actually in the Kenton neighborhood. The way the map goes, we encompass the wastewater treatment plant. So when I was invited by Lee Poe, the chair of the Portsmouth Neighborhood Association, to help form the North Portland Odor Abatement Committee, and this was a group that just was kind of fed up with what was going on in North Portland. Lee had actually set up a tour of the odor sites, and she would take anybody who was interested on a tour of the odorous sites of North Portland. And unfortunately, the plant was one of them. And it was members of this committee who helped to point out some of the flaws that were happening at the plant that were affecting the livability of North Portland. And we were lucky in that we were invited to come and meet at the plant, have our meetings with staff, and we were able to go on tours around the plant, and some of our members, one of which was an engineer, actually stood there and said, OSHA asked you to use some venting of the Headworks building, and that is what's causing some of the odors into our neighborhood. So they were making the plant better for the workers, but we're shipping everything else out to us. And other people had come out at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch a tank truck come in and offload their load, and it turned out that they were from Lake Oswego, and that was another odor thing that came into the neighborhood every morning at 5 o'clock. And so it was the neighbors and the citizens who actually came in and pointed out some of the flaws. And we were lucky enough to be able to have a responsive staff. Things at the plant at that time were not, plant members were not saying, well, I think there's a problem over here. That has changed. That has changed dramatically to where now the staff is actually saying, we have a problem over in this section, and they figure out a way to solve it. And so that is a giant sea change from what started out in 1992. And so, things are not perfect in North Portland, that's for sure. We've gotten rid of our landfill. We've gotten, odor abatement at the plant. And those two things are enormous when you start thinking about the livability of our area. Now, when you're talking about odor control, that was one of the first things when we talked about the Headworks. How do you control some of this stuff? Is there a way to do it? And they have figured out on every single project through all these years how to do odor abatement. And it's a very important process, and it's very important that they recognize what that does to the neighborhood. They're sitting down below the neighborhood, so every whiff of anything comes up the hill, just like the noise from PIR comes up the hill. And so that's our problem, that we are the location that we have. I've also always joked that whatever happens up on Mount Hood, somebody in there flushing a toilet, eventually it will end up down at Columbia Boulevard. And so to that extent, I would always have hoped that we had had some kind of enhancement fund, somewhat like Metro with the transfer stations, to recognize that North Portland had lived with this for many, many years. That fund would have been able to help out a lot of different communities. Never have managed to get that past just the talking stage. Hopefully some year. But they have spent many, many dollars on odor abatement, and we really, really appreciate that. One of the things that happened with the Headworks project, and this is kind of an interesting little extra thing, is that they were responsible for building a segment of the 40-mile loop trail on the north side of the slough. And it was like, oh, really? And so how are we going to get there? You have the plant on the south side, a little bit of trail on the north side, and how do we get there? We ended up having a meeting at the plant, and they redirected our view with the Portsmouth neighborhood to say, well, there's a lot of problems over here on a street that was never built. And that became the Peninsula Crossing Trail, which is now part of the 40-mile loop. They built a bridge across the slough that had sewer pipes in it. That was a unique item because it was like, well, why should we do that? Well, it would be a really helpful thing for the plant because they can get their trucks across easier, but also it helps for the trail. And they built a trail around the plant, and they now have a wonderful connection to the 40-mile loop, and we're very, very happy about that. It seems a little weird to be going to the plant for 20 years for something like this, but I really have appreciated the attitude that has changed at the plant and the attitude of BES for this. It's really, really something that other bureaus should look at, so how they treat citizens and how they accept our suggestions and work with us on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I arrived a few years later than Pam on the committee. I moved to Portland and started my teaching career at the University of Portland and lived in the neighborhood as well and was invited to join the committee and thought this would be a great opportunity for me to learn more about the infrastructure. I happen to teach in environmental engineering at the University of Portland. So I thought it was a great opportunity. I had never really done any kind of citizen advisory or advocacy, but I thought this would be a great chance. And I remember I can remember that first meeting being amazed and almost intimidated by the amount of citizen input. I have worked in other metro areas, Akron, Ohio, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with their utilities and their wastewater treatment, and there was nothing to compare. And so it was quite an eye-opening experience. And I realized that this was going to be a good 17-year run. I just think it's wonderful that we have a committee that is proactive rather than reactive. The BES being proactive rather than reactive with the help of the committee, because taking that approach makes it a much smoother process with the citizenry that are involved, the neighborhoods. Mike mentioned that it's a resource recovery operation, and in terms of methane and clean water and fertilizer, and I'll also say that in my unique participation, it's been a great resource for students as well. I've tried to get as many of my engineering students to meetings as possible so that they can see that important part of the engineering profession, which is interaction with the public and involving citizens, and realizing that in civil engineering, the public is your customers and you need to listen to them. So I've tried as much as possible to have my students involved in meetings as much as possible. And so summing up, it's been great experience for me, and I hope that I have contributed to the efforts of BES and to make the treatment plant a good neighbor for North Portland.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thanks both very much. Mayor, that's our report.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you all. Appreciate both the good work at the Bureau and the great partnership with volunteers that have put in a lot of time. So thank you very much, Commissioner.
Mayor, I move the report.
There's further discussion? Roll call then to accept the report.
Also, nobody signed up to testify.
Oh, sorry. Blow past that after we've been talking about citizen involvement. So unless there's anyone that does want to speak, we'll take action to accept the report. Roll call, please.
Novick.
I really appreciated the testimony. Appreciated everybody's work over the last 20 years.
Pam, Pam, can you stick around for one sec? Pam, this is our chance to actually thank you. So just one sec.
Don't leave. Yeah, we want to embarrass you.
Fritz.
Well, thank you very much for all of your work. I'd have to say that serving on the Odor Control Committee is one of the less glamorous titles that one could aspire to, and one of the most necessary. So thank you for all of your diligence, and it is an issue that requires ongoing dedication. It's not something you can just step into. So thank you very much for your report. Thank you, Commissioner, for bringing this to us. Aye.
Fish.
Pam and Mark and all the committee members, thank you for your service. Steve has one of those jobs where on a good day you don't hear much about what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to acknowledge one thing. You change a lot when you get one of these elected jobs, and I have a completely different reaction to snowstorms and rainstorms now, because I have a better understanding of how they impact people and systems. So when we have a big snowstorm, we worry about all the people sleeping outside and how do we get them inside. And it takes an army to make that happen. When we have lots of rainwater and flooding, it puts enormous strain on our combined sewer overflow system, and it puts enormous strains on our Columbia wastewater facility. What we have come to take for granted is that those systems work very well, and we don't have many discharges into the river, and we don't often hear about the systems being inundated and overwhelmed. But I can tell you that it takes an awful lot of hard work behind the scenes to make that happen. So today, I just want to acknowledge the tremendous support we've had from the community and the volunteers who help us get it right. And I love what you said about being proactive and not reactive. The bane of our existence is always being reactive. But when we engage our partners upstream, we can be proactive, and that's where the magic happens. So thank you so much. And to Steve and all the professionals who work for the Bureau, please know how proud we are of your service. Aye. Oh, Debbie Castleton. Excuse me, Debbie. I have to acknowledge Debbie. And Debbie, thanks for all your great work with the community, too. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you to our Citizen Advisory Committee. Pam, I've worked with you on these issues for for many years and on many other issues in North Portland. So I appreciate your service and the staff for the well-run facility. And it really is remarkable when you think that we've only had a sewage treatment plant for a little over 50 years. I mean, it's really incredible when you think about where all that wastewater went before, which was our rivers and the Columbia Slough. So it's a remarkable achievement of civilization to have things like sewage treatment plants. Good work. Aye.
Hales.
Great partnership. Great results. Thank you all. Aye. Thank you. Yeah, let's hear it. Good work. Okay.